What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Final hour of power coming right at you, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Tapped into the youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman warming up to take you on your afternoon drive home. Chris Russell back in the fold with you tomorrow. A lot more to get to here in this final hour. Appreciate all the calls on the tush push. I wonder, are there more folks that dislike the tush push or the new kickoff rule? Because we got a bunch of calls on that as well. What I want to get into right now is the Washington Commanders, specifically some X's and O's stuff as we get geared up for mandatory minicamp. Voluntary OTAs come first. That is slated to get underway May the 28th, so 9 days from now. Veterans and rookies will be on the field at the same time for the Washington Commanders. So super duper excited about that. As we get geared up for that, let's talk some projections here. Mike Clay of ESPN every year pretty much projects the entire 2025 season. Statistically, win-loss record, all of that. Mike Clay and, as Chris Russell likes to call them, the Analytics Amigos. Mike Clay and the Analytics Amigos in the basement, eating bonbons, grinding the tape. And they came out with the 2025 projections for each team in the National Football League, down to the tackles, down to how many sacks they think certain guys are going to get, down to the win probability in each week. So really good stuff. I will tweet it out, the entire link, on my X account, at NELL_BTP, because I think there's a lot of good stuff. A couple of things that I want to point out dish on here for a second. First thing that stands out to me is the win-loss record. 8.7 wins is what Mike Clay has the Washington Commanders at next year. That is good for the sixth seed in the NFC. He's got them facing off against Philadelphia in the wild card round of the playoffs. So interestingly enough, he has him at 8.7 wins. The thing that stood out to me with the win total was this. Mike Clay has him at 8.7 wins. Yes, that gets him the sixth seed. He also has them giving up the most points in the National Football League next season. There are two things, and I know people say, you know, two things can be true. Those two things cannot be true. There is no scenario in which Washington gives up the most points in the NFL next year and makes the playoffs. I just don't see that happening. But Mike Clay does here in his 2025 projections for the NFL season. Some other things that stood out. Jayden Daniels has him throwing for 3,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns, so a total of 29 touchdowns, down from last year's 31. This stood out to me as well when it comes to Jayden Daniels. Only has him starting 15 games. He was able to start all 17 last year, so hopefully, you know, the young signal caller is able to, you know, continue to have good health. Another thing that stood out was this. He has Dorrance Armstrong leading the team in sacks with 7.2. Now, we know the edge rusher spot has been a massive, massive topic of conversation here over the past several weeks, especially leading up to the NFL draft. Washington went into the draft and came out without another answer on the edge. Dorrance Armstrong is my lead and my prediction for the league leader, or the team leader, rather, in sacks. Mike Clay feels the same way. He's got Dorrance first in sacks. He actually has Frankie Louvu coming in second with 6 sacks. And then he has Dietrich Wise, the free agent acquisition from the Patriots, coming in third on the team with about 5.5 sacks. So I do expect Dorrance Armstrong to lead the team in sacks. If it's only 7, though, I wonder what that does for this Commanders defense. The other defensive stat that stood out was he has the 3 leading snap getters on defense at corner, being Mikey Samristil, Marshawn Lattimore, and I braced you all for this, the veteran free agent acquisition, Jonathan Jones, from the New England Patriots. Everyone's all excited about Trey Amos. I am as well, right? I love what he brings to this defense potentially as a lockdown outside press man corner opposite Marshawn Lattimore. I think it helps this defense get to another level. The thing that I am weary of is how quickly he is able to insert himself into the lineup. This will be one of the most difficult Redskin Commander teams to make in recent memory. That's the number one thing I think they did this offseason, was raise the floor of this football team. I think they're better at every spot, pretty much. That means competition is going to be everywhere, and it's the old Pete Carroll mantra. We know the coaching tree that Dan Quinn comes from. Competition everywhere, all the time. I said it last year. I wanted Jayden Daniels to compete for the starting quarterback job. I want Trey Amos to compete for the starting corner job. And let's just be real, that room has 5 guys right now that can play, right? Mikey Samristil, Marshawn Lattimore, Jonathan Jones, Trey Amos, Noah Igbinoghene. Corner is such a volatile position, though, to where it's almost like, man, maybe they went out and brought back Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones because they know the high bust rate at that position. Corner is such a volatile spot, man. You can be a top 10 guy 1 year and then the next year be cooked. Look at Sauce Gardner this past year. Widely regarded as a top 5, top 10 corner in this league. And then last year completely fell off of a cliff. So we'll see what ultimately happens. But I thought that was interesting. Mike Clay has Marshawn Lattimore, Mikey Samristil, and Jonathan Jones being the 3 starting corners to start the year. The other stat that stood out to me was this. Jayden Daniels, 711 rushing yards on 129 attempts. Now, for me, one of the things that stood out negatively last year for Jayden Daniels was the rushing number. He ran for 891 yards last year, rushed for 55 first downs, and rushed for 6 touchdowns on 6 yards per attempt. The numbers itself are fine, right? Like, I'm happy he ran for 891 yards. I'm happy it was 6 yards a pop. I'm happy it's 55 first downs and 6 touchdowns. What I didn't like was the amount of scrambles that we saw from Jayden Daniels. He led the NFL in scramble yards by a wide margin. He did a really good job of protecting himself, right? Didn't really see him get nicked up too much throughout the year. Did a good job, you know, getting down early and avoiding, you know, that big hit that he really couldn't get out of the way of in Baton Rouge over the past several years at LSU. 711 rushing yards would be down from the 891. That's great. The attempts, though, is what worries me. He has Jayden Daniels scrambling or rushing 129 times. Last year, he ran it 148 times. My big thing going into this year for Jayden is I want to see him scramble a little bit less. Doesn't seem like Mike Clay sees him scrambling a little bit less. That's what's interesting to me about all of this. If Jayden Daniels runs the rock for 711 yards next year, on 129 carries, does he start 17 games the way that he did this past year? I don't know if that injury luck is going to be replicable, right? And we know Chris Russell, how many times last year, you know, during football season on a windbag Wednesday or a third down Thursday, were we going at it about Jayden Daniels and his health? That was the biggest fear of Chris Russell going into last year, was would Jayden Daniels start all 17 games? Would he be able to protect himself? And not to pat myself on the back, but your boy ended up being right ultimately. He did protect himself last year.
The line looks even better now.
And the line looks even better now. Chris, that's a great point. I think the scramble number is down next year because of that reason. You now have two bookend tackles in Laremy Tunsil and Josh Connerly. So you would assume with an improved offensive line that Jaden would have more time to stand in the pocket and throw the football. Because despite the rushing numbers, Jaden wants to beat you from the pocket. Like, that is who he is at his core, and it's a big reason why this offense was able to reach the heights that it did last year.
Yeah, he's definitely not like the Michael Vick run first, then throw if you have to kind of thing. He's definitely trying to win with his arm, but he does have elite, you know, scramble ability, and he will use it when he needs to, yeah.
Right. You mentioned, you know, Mike Vick, Lamar Jackson, some other scrambling quarterbacks. Jaden, in because he's so good at both, throwing it from the pocket, making plays with his legs off script. Last year, I called him, by season's end, Metal Chris, I'm calling him Patrick Jackson or Lamar Mahomes. I think he's a combination of those two guys. And if you want to throw it back, right, Peyton Vick, Michael Manning. I like Michael Manning. That has a little ring to it. But, no, I do think Jaden Daniels, that's the number one thing I want to see him improve on, is hanging in the pocket a little bit longer. By season's end, if you watch this group, first and foremost, the offensive line, Bobby Johnson, Art Stapleton, they deserve credit for the way that that group performed last year. That was my number one fear heading into training camp, was just how good would this offensive line ultimately be. They outkicked their coverage completely. At times, during the early portions of the year, they looked like a top 10 unit in the NFL. Now, they fell off a cliff at season's end, but injuries, attrition, you know, that impacted that. I will say this, though. I mentioned the way that the O-line was playing at the end of the year. If you had to inject Jaden Daniels with truth serum, Doc Walker style, he didn't trust that offensive line last year down the stretch. And I think you saw it by the frequent amount of scrambles that we saw from him, especially against that Atlanta Falcons game sticks out to me. Metal Chris, you were out there with us at Tom's Watch Bar. You could have heard a mouse take a leak on carpet with how quiet it got after Jaden Daniels got his knee bent back on that play. We were all like, I got teary-eyed, Chris. I didn't know what the hell was going to happen.
It was almost like you're at a circus and like one of the acrobats falls, dude, from like a great distance. And everyone's just like, what?
Perfect explanation. It's like watching, what is it called, trapeze? When they walk the tightrope?
Yeah, I think like the high wire.
The high wire. It's like seeing one of them jokers fall off and snap their neck. Like, that's the type of negative vibe. And it's crazy because that was a home game. Hearing from people that were at the game, they you know, confirmed the thoughts. You heard the life get sucked out of the stadium when that happened. So, obviously, we want to see him scramble a little bit less. I don't think he trusted the offensive line of season's end. In that Falcons game, I think it was 120 rushing yards on the ground. It was his career high. He looked damn good doing it. They needed him to do it for them to win. But next year, I'm just not so certain that him scrambling that often at that high of a clip, I don't think that's what's best for the football team. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. There is one other Mike Clay projection that knocked my socks off, and I'm sure it'll get a reaction out of you all as well. I'll give you that next here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman will take you on your afternoon drive home. Chris Russell back in the saddle with you tomorrow. Continuing to look at Mike Clay of ESPN in his projections for the 2025 season. He does it every year, goes out and predicts all the statistical leaders for each team, the win-loss record. He's even got it down to win probability for each team against, for each team against their opponents. Next year. So going over a couple here real quick, the Jayden Daniels thing got me. The rushing yards for him, 711 rushing yards, down from the 891 last year, but he only has him rushing it 21 fewer times next year. I think that number's got to drop exponentially if Jayden Daniels is going to stay healthy. One other thing that stood out, Dorrance Armstrong predicted to be the league leader in sacks. I think that's a good bet. If there's any sports books out there that'll let you, you know, splash a little cash on something like that, I think it is damn sure worth doing. The other thing that stood out about this, and was what I want to get into right now, Mike Clay predicted all the season stats, right? I feel like the rushing game for Washington next year is going to be a hot button topic. Mike Clay has Brian Robinson leading the team in rushing yards as well as rushing touchdowns in 2025. Now, Brian Robinson put out a tweet earlier this weekend, and the tweet, and I'm trying to find it on his Twitter here. The tweet says, "Keep that same energy, 100 emoji." It feels like everybody has written Brian Robinson off here in this fan base. I'm going to go out on a limb and based off all the calls I take, all the tweets I get, all the different folks I talk to, everybody has written Brian Robinson off. Pre-draft, you all wanted to take a running back in round one. You all wanted to go Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson. So, yes, this fan base, in my opinion, has 110% written off Brian Robinson Jr. You know what I say to that? You're a bunch of idiots. Tell Lou DiPietro, Metal Chris, to clip that off Anybody writing Brian Robinson off, writing Brian Robinson off for the 2025 season is an idiot. That's how I feel about it. You know I don't like the name call, but this one's got me hot. This one's got me hot. Everybody and their mama, everywhere you turn in the draft, we need a home run hitter. We need a guy that could, you know, take some of the pressure off of Jaden. We need to get more explosive. You know what we needed to do? We needed to do what the hell we did, and that's improve this offensive line. That's why the running game fell off of a damn cliff last year. The interior of the offensive line, Sam Cosmi, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, got their ass whipped down the stretch last year. Do I need to remind you all of the trip to New Orleans? Huh? Do I need to remind you all of that? Do I need to remind you all of the first Philadelphia Eagles matchup where Jalen Carter completely manhandled our offensive line? So before you start writing off Brian Robinson, think about some of the ancillary factors that contributed to his statistical drop-off. Acting like the guy is a charity case. You guys act like he's a D3 player. You act like he's a YMCA gym teacher. This is Brian freaking Robinson, people. I think he will be the leading rusher next year for the Washington Commanders. I don't know if he leads them in touchdowns. Because if you all don't know, I think Deebo Samuel comes in and has a pretty good year in the red zone himself. But yeah, I think Brian Robinson will be the leading rusher this year. I got people on social media adding me about Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, a seventh-round running back who didn't even play last year. That's who you people are blowing up my mentions about when it comes to the running back position. We act as if Brian Robinson is completely falling off the face of the earth. It's amazing. Mike Clay of ESPN, during his 2025 projections for the season, has Brian Robinson as the leading rusher and leading touchdown scorer for the Washington Commanders in 2025. I happen to agree with him. I know you all don't, though. Because everyone in this fan base has written off Brian Robinson. It has been my biggest issue, my biggest gripe with this entire offseason, is people acting as if Brian Robinson forgot how to play football. And I love that B-Rob is hearing the noise. I read you the tweet this weekend, 5:31 on Friday afternoon, probably fresh off of a workout. Brian Robinson tweeted, "Keep that same energy," 100 emoji. And I'm now telling you to keep that same energy. Just my thoughts, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. Will Brian Robinson lead the team in rushing yards and in rushing touchdowns in 2025 the way that Mike Clay of ESPN is projecting? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll reiterate this, and I said it a moment ago. I think that Philadelphia Eagles game really colored the way folks looked at Brian Robinson last year. I totally feel like that's what it is. Fumbled twice. Wasn't really effective in between the tackles. It was a down year for B-Rob. And he got hurt late last year as well. Scored a career high 8 touchdowns. So there's that. But like, down the stretch, B-Rob had some just not so good performances, right? He got hurt against Dallas when it looked like he damn near broke his ankle when we played Dallas last year. So I just think writing off Brian Robinson to me is not the smart thing to do if you are a fan of the Washington Commanders. Some of his numbers down the stretch, though, 13 for 60 against the Falcons, thought he played well against them. 10 for 24 in that second matchup against the Eagles, wasn't good at all. He was hurt in that matchup, I will continue to reiterate. Against Tennessee, though, 16 carries, 103 yards, touchdown. He went down to New Orleans and created 65 yards on his own because the run blocking was piss poor from this football team that week. So we'll see, man. What say you, though? 301-230-0980. Mike Clay of ESPN thinks Brian Robinson will lead the Commanders in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns next year. Do you agree or disagree? Your call's next on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
301-230-0980, the number. Right here on the Chris Russell Show. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the Rooster. He is back with you tomorrow. Craig Hoffman takes over at 4 o'clock. To take you on your afternoon drive home, what we're discussing right now at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Mike Clay of ESPN put out his annual projections for the 2025 NFL season for all 32 teams. He predicted every statistical category leader, win percentage, win total, win probability in each week. One thing that stood out about Mike Clay's projections, that he has Brian Robinson Jr. as the Commanders' leading rusher in 2025. He also has him leading the team in rushing touchdowns as well. A lot of folks out there feels like they were trying to replace Brian Robinson this offseason. Running back was one of the most clamored for positions pre-draft as we were discussing all the prospects. Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret was drafted in the 7th round by the Commanders. A lot of folks have already put him in Canton. It is already, fitting him for his jacket size. Hadn't even played a snap. Despite what some folks have said about Brian Robinson, I think he is in for a bounce-back year next year. I think the reason the run game fell off last year wasn't just because of Robinson. I also think the offensive line got their butts kicked down the stretch. But I happen to agree with Mike Clay. I think Brian Robinson will be the leading rusher of this football team next year. Will he lead the team in rushing touchdowns? I'm not sure. What say you, though? 301-230-0980. Are you in or out on Brian Robinson for 2025, and will he lead the team in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns? Lou wants to chime in. What's going on, Lou?
Quest. What's up? Hey, what's up, big dog?
What's going on, Lou? How you feeling?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Can you hear me now? I don't know if my phone been acting up. But, hey, man, look, man, ain't nobody trying, write my man off. But he looked like he got weight on his ankle when he run, man. He like Eddie George type of dude. He could get you those, you know, the 7, 8, whatever, these little random yard. But he ain't no home run hitter, so we need somebody like that. I mean, you know that. That's a fact. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we seen it in the playoff. I mean, he run into a brick wall. Like, come on, man, move them legs. So it ain't that, you know. I mean, he had a nice, decent game. I think it was
Man, he played great against Detroit in the playoff game. Lou, what do you mean?
Right.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, but that's one
5
game,
yards
man.
A carry.
Need consistent though.
He need to
be doing that game after game. You can't have one game and then 5 games you disappear. I mean, you can't. Come on, man. We need somebody who can hit the home run like every other team does. So it ain't like, you know, people hating on my man, but he need to get them legs and start running. I mean, I know, you know that shot he got in Southeast and all that, but that's another story. But I don't know if that have any effect to it. But it's just, to me, it's just, we need somebody. I think your boy's gonna take his job. That's the fact.
Wow. You know. So you think he gets his job taken?
Of course. So you blaming on the O-line. I see you blaming on the O-line, but he only gave you one game. That's all you can talk about, one game, the Detroit game. What other game do you have?
Tennessee. He ran for 103 yards versus Tennessee. Yards. He ran for 60 yards on 5 yards a pop against Atlanta. Like, he had some good games down the stretch. I think the story of his demise has been greatly over-exaggerated.
Big L, what I'm saying is when we need those 70, 80 yards, he ain't giving you that.
And not every week, I agree. The consistency needs to be better. I give it to you, but I don't think he gets his job taken by the guy they drafted. That's just my thought.
He might not. He might not. Hey, man, it's going to play out. We're going to see how he does in training camp and see how it goes, man. You can't say never. As far as the defense go, I think we upgraded. I think our D-line is going to be a beast. I believe in that. I know, you know, they could go ahead and add one of those veteran, Von Miller or the dude from Detroit.
For sure.
I really don't want that dude from Henderson. I really don't want – we don't want to pay – if we're going to go after, we better go after T.J. Watt, because I know damn well that team ain't winning anything anytime soon. So,
Lou, we appreciate
that's the guy that
– For sure. We appreciate you as always, brother. 301-230-0980. Do you think Brian Robinson will lead the Commanders in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns like the projection that came in from ESPN.com, Mike Clay, their analytics guru – projects that Robinson will be the leading touchdown getter and leading rusher for the Commanders. Do you agree or disagree? Mo is in Largo. Let's chime in. What's going on, Mo?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I hope that he's right. And even if he is right, he's still gone at the end of the season. Personally, I don't see the lateral movement. I don't see the explosion. I don't see the home run ability. And in 2025, my running back needs to have that capability. So personally, you know, I appreciate his services. I appreciate that he came back after getting shot and all of that, and he plays hard for us. But in 2025, I need my starting running back capable of doing more.
I hear you. So you feel like he's just not evolved into what the modern back is.
Facts. You know, and I'll give you a prime example. And now, granted, my interpretational perception is a bit biased because I had a bunch of cash on this, but I had him to score a touchdown against the Giants. I took my dad to the game. We had a great time. We didn't even score that game. All we did was kick field goals. And there were multiple situations in that game where there was no one between him and the end zone, and he got walked down. And from that point forward, I just started paying more attention to it. He can't run away from nobody. You know, I appreciate his effort. I appreciate all that he's done for us. But like I said, I need more. And when there's more out there and backs that are capable of producing such, that's why you acquire them.
Mo, you brought up the Giants game of all games? The game where he rushed for 133 yards? The most he ran for all year?
the beginning of the year, and did he score in that game?
No, he didn't, but he ran for 133 yards, Mo.
I understand that, right. That was because that was an offense that was new. They
yes.
weren't throwing the ball.
Yes.
You know, they had what's the name, under leash, and that's why he got all them carries. And why did we have to move away from that game plan? Because he couldn't score.
So the very next week, to your point, against Cincinnati, Mo, 16 carries for 33 yards. So
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Anybody out there that is calling for him to be replaced, I understand it, but I think it's just premature. Mo, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week, brother. 301-230-0980. Brian Robinson last year ran for 100 yards on three different occasions. Week two against the Giants, week four against the Arizona Cardinals, later in the season against Tennessee in that first game of December. And we also, yeah, that was the last game that he ran for 100 yards. So I get it, right? There is some things about Brian Robinson's game that I would like him to improve on. I think the vision needs to improve. Think about this. He was coached by a different running backs coach this year, Anthony Lynn, for the first time in his career. I think there are tricks of the trade that he was learning last year. I think that they were adjusting to playing in a new scheme with a new running style. B-Rob is a nasty, physical, bruising runner. He is. I think he's got the chops to be a every down back. I also think that his vision could improve. That's the one area of his game that I think definitely needs to get better is the vision. A lot of the times last year, you saw him running up the back of the offensive lineman. That's, I think, him being coached to hit the hole, if I'm being real. But I don't know. But to act like he just can't play, or to act like he's not an NFL caliber back the way a lot of you do, I think is absolutely ridiculous, and it absolutely drives me up a wall. It does. Mike Clay of ESPN projects that Brian Robinson Jr. will be the leading rusher and leading touchdown scorer for the Commanders next year. Do you think Mike Clay is right or wrong? Dave is in Waldorf. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Brian Robinson Jr. is a power runner. So he fits a power scheme. Yeah, he's not the fastest guy, so he might not break away or have a lot of big runs, but he's a grinder. So the problem with us, the game didn't change. So all these previous callers don't understand. We won Super Bowls and with the Hogs, man.
With who? With John Riggins.
With John Riggins. It didn't matter what running back or quarterback we had. It was the same Hogs. The same Hogs played in all of those games. The game is won and lost up front.
Yep.
It don't change. Timmy Smith, an unknown. What'd he do?
All right.
With the Hogs, we got to have the front. The move they made in the offseason was the best thing we could have done. That's why I'm glad we didn't go crazy for a running back, because truth be told, when it change up, Austin Eckler can give you the big runs.
Yes. I think Eckler, I love our running back room, Dave. I think we have I think the backs that we have complement each other perfectly.
Yes, and that's what he was born here for. He's a changeup. Austin Eckler's not a grinder. He can get you big runs here and there if he can stay healthy. So other than that, I don't agree with the previous callers. Brian Robinson is our best runner. The O-line, the upgrades, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest disappointments I saw last year that they was high on was Biotis. Oh, my.
Dave, down the stretch, Biotis was getting his ass kicked. But he was hurt, too, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was hurt, though.
Every time we played against a big-time D-tackle, like that first game against Tampa Bay, he was getting beat up and down the field. I was like, look at this guy. They rushed to get this guy. This is who they –
Dave, you just struck a nerve with a lot of folks. I think you're hitting an interesting point, because I think Biotis overall on the season I thought was serviceable and is a above average center. Down the stretch he struggled, but he hurt his ankle. Remember, he didn't play versus New Orleans because he was sick. He came back versus Philly and was not all the way healthy. Against New Orleans, man, Brian Brisee, who's actually from Montgomery County, Maryland, I mean, he got his ass whipped by Brian Brisee.
I don't think that's the game that he played in, but the interior of the offensive line in that Saints game in particular got whooped. Yeah.
Anytime we played against big time deep tackles, flat.
Yeah.
There's no running lanes when you play against big time linemen.
Exactly.
So I'm glad we made the upgrade. We'll reap the benefits this year.
I hope we will. Dave, I appreciate the call as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Chris is in Silver Spring, wants to chime in. Do you think Brian Robinson will lead the Commanders in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns like Mike Clay projected from ESPN?
Well, of course he could, depending on if he's going to take the bulk of the workload. That's possible. He averaged 4.3 yards last year per carry. He's a workhorse, yes. But I have to agree with some of the callers in terms of his lack of vision. He definitely lacks vision. And he's definitely not a home run hitter. We know that. But can they get it done with B-Rob? Yes, they can get it done. But it's going to be a grind out kind of thing. But if you want to keep up with the elites, bottom line is you're going to have to upgrade at that position. B-Rob is his ceiling, but I've seen his ceiling. He's a workhorse, like I said, and he's a grinder. You can get it done with him. But if you want a home run hitter, you're going to have to upgrade. And you want to keep up with the elites, the Barclays and the other guys, you're going to have to upgrade at that position.
You think the kid's reached his last – it was his third year in the NFL last year. You think he's reached his ceiling already? That's tough for me. I'm in the minority on Brian Robinson Jr. It seems like I think he bounces back in a big-time way next year and is a big part of this offense. He is a part of that physical smash-mouth identity that they had, right? Remember what I dubbed it last year, right? Exotic smash-mouth football. He was a big-time part of that early in the season. Down the stretch, though, yes, he did struggle a little bit with vision, but I thought the offensive line struggled to create holes for him. Telly is in D.C. What's going on, Telly? How you doing?
Hello to the Redskins. Big Al, what's popping, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm Gucci, man. First and foremost, man, ain't nothing wrong with being a minority. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Sometimes, like I always say, man, Eric B., Rakim said it best, man. Move the crowd, man. Move the crowd. You won't be part of it. You know what I mean? I think it's absolutely ridiculous, dog. Y'all just put up some stats. Well, y'all was just talking about with the New York game, and then the following game, he had less carries and less yards and all that. So he could absolutely be a dog out there. But running back is a position of rhythm.
Yeah.
So we used to seen this plenty of times last year. When he had come out, bust like 10 yards, 8 yards, yep. Even 16 yards. And then the next three plays is passing plays. Then they going out. And then you don't even see him no more. Then they bringing another running back, which I still believe it should be B-Rob. It should be C-Rod. It then Eckler, whoever else you want to make third. But I think they complement each other better. If you want to go run a game,
right.
I think he can absolutely be a problem. But then that all depends on the coordinator, too. What's his mindset? You can't be smash mouth, but your first go-to is you want Jaden to do everything. Want to keep Jaden healthy? Establish that running game. Hell to the Redskins, brother.
Telly, appreciate you as always bringing it strong. I agree. They need Brian Robinson Jr. next year to be effective in order to maximize the potential of this offense. I think Telly's, giving it to you raw when he says that. The other thing that bothers me with Washington's run game last year at the end of the season, it felt like there wasn't the patience from Cliff Kingsbury to stick with it. Kind of evaporated, it felt like, man. And it also felt like down the stretch, one, it felt like teams were able to pick up on the scheme. Earlier on in the year, they came out like gangbusters. They were super multiple. I thought in the playoffs, in the last couple of games of the regular season, you kind of saw things begin to shift as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll finish up the show on this. Mike Clay of ESPN projects that Brian Robinson Jr. will be the Commanders' leading rusher and leading touchdown getter next year. Do you think that'll be the case, or do you think Brian Robinson Jr. gets unseated as running back one? Your call's next. The number. Craig Hoffman comes your way, top of the 4 o'clock hour. Want to finish up the show with your calls, as we got a lot of them on this one. Brian Robinson Jr., according to Mike Clay of ESPN, and Mike Clay went out and projected every team's 2025 season. He's got the Commanders as the 6th seed in the NFC playoffs, opening up the wild card round against Philadelphia next year. During the season, though, he has Brian Robinson Jr. as the leading rusher and leading touchdown scorer at the running back position for the Commanders. Will that be the case? It feels like a lot of you all have written off Brian Robinson this offseason with all of you clamoring for a running back. Washington drafted one in the 7th round, Ja'Cory Kroski-Morett. A lot of folks are already fitting him for his jacket size. He's going to the Hall of Fame in Canton. Will Brian Robinson Jr. be the leading rusher and leading rushing touchdown scorer for the Commanders next year? Steve is in Fort Washington. What's going on, Steve?
How you doing, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
I believe that Brian Robinson will be the leading rusher for the Commanders, like our running back room. I'm a more bruising type running back to soften the defense up, then put Eckler in there and make him, you know, pick up the, you know, the big yardage. So, yeah, I like what we have in the running back room.
Awesome. Appreciate the call as always, Steve. We got to let you go. We got a bunch of guys to get to before we get out of here. Gary is in Hyattsville. What's going on, Gary?
Oh, yeah, sir. I was saying, I don't think Brian Robinson is the fault. I'm on his side. I think the fact is they have the same scheme, and he's so predictable because I've been watching the game with folks that don't even watch football like I do, and they say, why does he always run in the middle every time? Like, and there's no hole for him to run. He's just running right there. He don't have a breakaway speed. John Riggins didn't have a breakaway speed also, but they was able to make hole for him to make it look like he have a breakaway speed. And Robinson, he could catch the ball. He catch the ball like a tight end. So you could have that screen game for him, and he'd be doing just right. He'd been doing good so far to me. It's just he need to have a hole for him to run. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call as always, man. Let's go to Ike in D.C. What's up, Ike?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, good. So I don't understand all these people calling in talking about B-Rob is washed up. If these people know anything about football, hey, look, now I'm going to ask you a question. You watch the games. Every time he gets the ball, he's getting hit in the backfield and still making 2 or 3 yards.
So, yes.
I don't understand what game these guys are watching because, yes, does Brian Robinson have the speed to take it to the house? No, he doesn't, but he is a workhorse. Feed him the ball, open some holes, let him run the ball. He punishes players when they hit him. So, and also, you know your offensive line is bad when you have to make trick plays. That's what we run on our offense. We call trick running plays. So you know your offensive linemen are bad. Our guards can't hold nobody. They get blown up every time. The caller, a couple of callers ago said it.
Yeah.
Every time they play a good defensive tackle, they get blown up. B-Rob is getting hit in the backfield. You make some holes out there, B-Rob will be fine. And they went out, they drafted some offensive lines this year, so we're going to see what's going to happen. I think B-Rob will have a better season. I think he will.
I do as well, especially now that you've kicked Brandon Coleman inside the guard. Sam Cosmi, before he got hurt last year, I didn't think was playing particularly well. Nick Allegretti, you got to look at the money they gave him in free agency. Like, he is a swing guard. He's not a starting guard on a championship team. So I think they will be upgraded along the offensive line, as you mentioned, and in turn, B-Rob will have a better year. Ike, enjoy the rest of your week, my man. We appreciate you chiming in. Kenny is in Charlotte tapping in on the Odyssey app. What's going on, Kenny? What you think?
Man, Linnell, what's up, homie?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing good, man. I want to say I think B-Rob is sufficient enough right now. The fact that Cliff Kingsbury wrote that note saying, get me that offensive lineman out of Oregon, it not only was to protect Jaden Daniels, but I think it was to also give Brian Robinson bigger holes in the run game. I'm going to go ahead and say that Cliff you know, desires to run the ball if he has the dogs, the linemen to do it, just like he did in Arizona. So I say yes, Brian Robinson Jr. will lead our team. Will it be equivalent or close to what maybe other running backs in the league are doing? I can't say that. But for us, I think he will. I just think Cliff is going to be more intentional this year and open up bigger holes for him. Appreciate you.
For sure. I appreciate the call as always, Kenny. Enjoy the rest of your week, man. Kenny hits it right on the head. I do think they want to run the ball more. Cliff just didn't trust this running game down the stretch. You saw it. I mean, some of the rushing totals down the stretch, they ran the ball 10 times in the playoff game. Or B-Rob got 10 carries in the playoff game against Tampa Bay. In the season finale against Dallas, 5 rushing attempts for B-Rob. Like, I do think, like Kenny said, they want to run the ball. If you look at the rushing offense while he was in Arizona talking about Cliff, it's what they do. So, we'll see. That's going to do it, though, for the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Download the podcast wherever you get it. You can use the Odyssey app. If you missed any part of the show here this afternoon, big thank you to Metal Chris screening your calls. Big thank you to you all on the phones. Thank you to our guy Chase Hughes joining us on the top of the 2 o'clock hour talking all things Wizards. That's going to do it. Chris Russell back with you tomorrow. Craig Hoffman comes your way next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.